Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, PeopleStack tribe. The topic of the week is letters after your name. Whether that be PhD, MA, MS, BA, BS, MBA, MD, or the certifications, you know, the PMP certifications and all of those. Do you really need them? I talked about that in the last episode. Like, do you really need one of those advanced degrees or one of those certifications in order to become an inspiring and effective technical leader? Do you need them? Spoiler alert, the answer is no. You don't need them. I talked on the last episode about why. In this episode, I want to peel the layers back even more and talk about the truth around getting an advanced degree. What does it really mean to have an advanced degree? Like, what are you getting? Because, like I said in the last episode, I'm not saying it's not worth it. I'm not saying definitely don't do it. What I'm saying is, if you think that's what's holding you back, you're probably mistaken. Most likely, especially if you're listening to this and you're feeling stuck in your career, most likely what you're doing is you're using it as an excuse to not just move forward, build more excellence, evangelize that excellence, and finally get recognized so that you can move up in your career. So now that that's taken care of, what we can take a look at is we can go another level deeper and say, okay, but let's say I get that, right? Let's say I know that there are a series of conversations that I need to have. I know that I need to continually build excellence as a leader at work, take actions at work to add value. And I know that I need to evangelize my excellence and the excellence of my team and do that on a day-to-day basis. Take these actions, take these inspired, intelligent, sometimes uncomfortable actions in order to be a better leader. I know that this is all necessary and I'm going to invest in myself. I'm going to invest my time and my energy and my resources so that I can get that done. I get it. I'm not using it as an excuse. But yet there's still something that's like, maybe I want an advanced degree. Then let's talk about that then. What's the reality? Like, what is the real truth around getting an advanced degree? You get those letters after your name. What did you have to do? What did you have to show? What did you have to prove? What actions did you need to take? What tests did you need to take in order to receive them? And so as someone who has a PhD, I can shed some light on this and basically say it's mostly about knowledge. It's mostly about gaining more knowledge. It's mostly about learning and committing to mastery, mastering the knowledge area, the zone of knowledge in one specific domain. That's what's similar across all of the advanced degrees and all of the certifications is knowledge, gaining more knowledge, gaining mastery of that knowledge domain. And so if that excites you, because, you know, we're all motivated, we as in humans are all motivated by different things. We all have different internal motivators. And for some of us, it's learning. We want to learn for the sake of learning because we love to learn. That's me for sure, right? I didn't get my PhD. I didn't decide and commit to spending 5 years of my life. I didn't even know how long it was going to be when I started off on the route, but it ended up being 5 years of my life after I got my bachelor's degree. I didn't do it for career advancement. I didn't do it to make more money. I didn't do it because, you know, for any really, it almost feels weird to say this, but I didn't do it for any practical reasons, except that I was committed to learning more and to becoming a master of the area of psychology, and specifically of industrial organizational psychology. I just loved it. I wanted to know more, and particularly with a PhD. I mean, this is where there's similarities and differences among the degrees and the certifications, is that with that, it's about mastering how to do research, mastering the scientific method. I wanted to do that. Did it end up paying off in terms of my career and in terms of my earning potential and in terms of my job security, I guess you would call it? Yeah, sure, a little bit. But after I got the academic job and was a college professor for almost 10 years, I decided, this isn't enough freedom. I got tenure, did all the things. I was like, yeah, you know what? I want more. I want to start my own business. So job security goes out the window. It's not even a thing anymore, right? Like, I'm now responsible for creating my own income. And do I use my PhD? Do I use the knowledge and skills and abilities that I gained while I was in grad school? Kind of, sort of, not really, right? I mean, it's part of the journey, but it's not directly related to it. And so that's what you have to remember. It's like the pursuit of an advanced degree, especially when we're talking about a PhD, and even like a master's degree or an MBA, is about the pursuit of knowledge. And if you're someone who wants to pursue knowledge for knowledge's sake, go for it. Just realize it's going to be a significant investment in your time and your energy and your money. If you want to do it, awesome. But don't think it's going to guarantee you that you're going to rise up the career ladder because of it. It's not going to guarantee you a raise. It's not going to guarantee you a promotion just by getting an MBA. You have to apply it. You have to. You have to take what it is that you're learning. You have to take the skills that you're gaining on that road, on that journey, and actually apply what it is that you're learning in the courses that you're taking. Otherwise, it just stays in the lecture hall, virtual or not. It just stays there. And so I think that's why so many people kind of say, oh, it's not... Don't even worry about getting, don't ever get a master's degree. Don't ever get a PhD. It's complete, you know, BS, you know, it's complete BS, right? It's not worth it at all. You know, when you hear people talking about, yeah, and I even have, you know, I got a college degree, psh, did me absolutely nothing. And it's usually those people who, first of all, they are not motivated by learning. They're motivated by other things, right? They may be motivated by connection with other people. They may be motivated to get a particular outcome, whether it be money or something else. They may be motivated more by, you know, things like having that power, having that leadership power. There's just a variety of different things that we can all be motivated by. And if you're not motivated by learning and you go to school, then you're going to complain. It's going to be in your nature to be like, why am I learning this? Unless you can apply it to your life. And so many people just don't do that, and it doesn't come naturally. Because you're not naturally, if you're not naturally motivated by learning, then you're not going to naturally say, oh, then maybe I should take what it is that this particular professor is saying and apply it to my life. Even if they may be saying it like a broken record, like, go out and do it. Go out and apply it. You got to apply it, folks. It may not go through. It may not get through. So I'm not saying don't get an advanced degree. If you want to, go for it. Like, I'm not going to stop you. Like, who am I to stop you, right? Who am I to stop you from your dreams? I'm not here to steal anybody's dream of earning a PhD or a master's degree or getting certifications. But don't do it because you think it's going to be your ticket to that raise or that promotion or that technical leadership job. It's not. Do it because you want to learn. Do it because you want to gain skills. Do it because you want to refine your natural abilities. Do it and commit to applying what it is that you're learning. An application of knowledge actually isn't even enough to then turn it into a raise or a promotion or something, you know, a new tactical leadership position, you know, if you're on the job market landing that position. Application is only step two. Step one is knowledge, is you gain the knowledge itself. You learn, right? And then step two, you're applying that knowledge, right? You're taking what you've learned and you're saying, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do the thing. That's only step two. After that, step three is about integrating it into your life and integrating it into who you are. And that requires such a really deep level of knowing, a deep level of application, so that it just becomes who you are. It just becomes second nature. It becomes natural. So almost what you have to do is go from a place where this is feels completely unnatural, and I never knew this before, and I don't even want to learn it. And you have to get to a place where it's, this feels completely natural, and it's what I do. It's who I am. So take self-promotion, for example, because it's a great example, because it's one of the things that's necessary in order to advance in your career, in order to earn that promotion, in order to earn that raise, in order to land that hell yes job. Self-promotion, absolutely necessary in order to do that. You need to be able to market yourself and explain the value that you're adding and will continue to add in order to get recognized, whether that recognition come in the form of a raise or a promotion or a new job. So if we take this learning, this three levels of learning concept to self-promotion, right? So self-promotion is, and it is often something that people feel very, it feels very unnatural to some people, because they feel icky or slimy and they don't want people to not like them. I don't want to be too pushy. Or for some people, they're like, yeah, I want to self-promote, but I come off way too aggressive, you know, and that rubs people the wrong way. So for a lot of people, self-promotion just doesn't feel natural. So it's about getting from that point to a point, and what's required in order to land that promotion, get that new job, get a raise. What's required is to go from that place where it feels just so unnatural, or self-promotion is like, this doesn't feel right. What's required is to go to a place where it feels natural, and it's just something that you do on a day-to-day basis. It's who you are. It's what you do. You self-promote, and it feels natural, and you do it in your own way. You do it with integrity. You do it in a way that feels in alignment with who you are, and it's effective. It gets you the results you're looking for. That's quite the journey to take, right? And so you could do that through, let's say, getting an MBA or getting a master's degree, pretty much any master's degree, honestly, because at the end of the day, it's about application. It's about the application of that knowledge, right? So you can get a master's degree in psychology. You can get a master's degree in communications, right? Any of those routes, MBA, master's degree in psychology, or master's degree in communication, let's just say, for example. Or let's go the certification route, and you can just do like public speaking classes, right? You could take some public, you can do Toastmasters, right? Doing any of those things will eventually, if you apply it well and go down that path, will get you to the place where you're going to be self-promoting and it's going to feel natural. But you have to go through those three levels. You have to go through the three levels of, number one, I know now. I know what self-promotion is and isn't. I understand what to say and what not to say. I understand how to build rapport with people. I understand what rapport is. I know the do's and don'ts of really connecting and entering someone's world and really getting a sense of, okay, communicate with this person about my value? Do I say it this way or that way? Number one is knowing. And then number two is applying. So you take that knowledge, you take that almost that script and those rules that you've learned when you know, and you apply them and you actually go out there in the world and you go to networking events and you have that conversation with your boss, that conversation with your CEO, you go on job interviews and you apply. You actually say the things that you now know are going to be the best things to say in order to promote yourself. But even that's not enough, because in the beginning, it's going to be and feel and sound, yes, unnatural, because it's new. So then that's why step three is that integration, where you practice and practice and you do it and you do it and you do it and you have the conversations over and over and over again and you get better at it and you get that mastery where it's integrated into what you do. Hey, I self-promote. That's just what I do. And it's fun. So there is a way to do that while like taking whatever knowledge you might get from an MBA, right? Because in an MBA, they're going to talk about, you know, they're going to build your business acumen, basically. You're going to build your business acumen and your business knowledge around several different areas. And then you can kind of connect the dots and figure out, you may even take a course on communication as part of MBA, which is why I included, you know, master's degree in communication as an example here. Same thing with psychology. You're going to learn about the psychology of human connection. And you're going to learn about all that. You're going to learn about all the research and all the theories. You're going to read a bunch of books. You're going to read a bunch of articles. And then you have to take that, extract out the knowledge that's actually going to help you, and then you apply it and then you integrate it. And if you want to do it that way, that's great. Go and do it that way. But that's the long route. The shorter route is basically to borrow from somebody else who's done it, to have somebody else who already has that knowledge, who already has applied it over and over again, has already integrated it into who they are, and to have them show you how to do it so that you don't have to read pages and pages and pages, so that you don't have to, you know, read books and spend hours and hours and hours and like thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in getting an advanced degree. Just find someone else who has done the thing that you want to do and has proven methods and proven systems and proven strategies in order to get the outcome that you want to get. That's what you do. That's the way to accelerate the process. And if you're listening now, and one of the reasons that you're listening is you're feeling stuck in your tech career, and you're looking for that someone, you're looking for that guide, that's us. That's what we do. Both Rob and I have successfully upgraded our careers. I have a PhD. His degree is in psychology, right? He has a bachelor's degree in psychology and he has 20 plus years of technical leadership experience. He's one of the ones that's proof, by the way, that you do not need an advanced degree to be a successful technical leader. Rob successfully leveled up in his career from individual contributor all the way up to vice president of engineering. And he did it without an advanced degree. And so each of us in our own way, right? Clearly, I'm the one who has a love of learning. He's the one who's like, let's get this thing done, right? And so each in our own way, we've leveled up our careers and we've found the strategies and the systems. Also, through the last 5 years of us working exclusively with technical managers, helping technical managers to get to that next level in their careers, to earn those raises, 15%, 20%, sometimes even 40%, to earn those promotions from individual contributor to leader, to tech lead, to manager, to senior manager, to director, to vice president, and even to some cases up to the C-level. We've helped people land jobs while they're on the job market. And because we've helped so many people, we see the patterns. We have the proven strategies and systems so that you don't have to wade through pages and pages and hours of research and documents and books. We give our clients the information that you need to know so that you can go and take the actions that are necessary on a day-to-day basis. And that's what's going to accelerate the process for you. So whether you're motivated by learning or not, If you're feeling stuck and you want to accelerate the process toward getting to that next level in your career, and you know what? If you want to get an MBA along the way too, that's great. We're not going to stop you. But if you're like, enough is enough, I don't want to have to take years. I've already gone years of only getting 2 to 3% raises. I've already gone years of going unrecognized. I can't take it anymore. Yeah, maybe I'll get my MBA along the way. Maybe I'll get a master's degree along the way, and I'm going to do it because I love learning. But, and it can be an and, right? I'm going to do that. And I also want to invest in myself so that I can accelerate my career growth. It's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to talk about what's not working in your career right now. We're going to talk about what's working. We're going to talk about where you want to go. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you get there, we only make an offer to the people who were 100% confident that we can help, because we are extremely outcome focused. We are 100% focused on helping our clients get the career outcomes, achieve the career outcomes that you want to achieve, whether it's that raise, that promotion, that new job. And so we don't make an offer to people if we're not 100% confident we can get you there. Because if we're not the ones for you, we're going to steer you in the direction towards resources that are going to help get you there. So it's going to be such a clarifying conversation, such a valuable conversation, whatever the outcome of the conversation ends up being, whether you decide to end up working with us or not, whether we decide we can help you or not, you're going to get so much clarity about what those next steps are for you, including perhaps making the decision, do I get a degree or not? We can help you with that as well on that call. So go ahead and book a call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. So to wrap it up, if you want to get a degree because you love learning, and that just fills you with so much joy to be able to achieve mastery in a particular area, go for it. But do not think that that is the ticket to that raise, that promotion, or that next job. The ticket to that raise or that promotion to that next job is taking actions at work, intelligent, inspired actions at work, so that you can continually build your excellence as a leader and show people that you have that excellence by evangelizing it. That's how you do it. So that's it, folks. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day, and we will talk again next week. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.